Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right around the corner, the colleges will be getting it geared up, and certainly it has been kind of a fun summer for FIU. A lot of good things happening camp-wise, a lot of kids getting an opportunity to visit the campus and Coach Butch Davis, and as he has done for the last few years and does it very well, Eric Henry is on top of FIU football as well as basically every other football team, and he's kind enough to join us. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time, and obviously things are going to be getting serious within the next week or so as FIU gears up for that first game.
Yeah, Blue, and first off, I appreciate you having me on. It feels like just yesterday you gave me that invite to come on and do the shows for the first time, so 3 years have certainly flown by. But for the Panthers, definitely they are looking forward to the start of fall camp. As we've mentioned throughout the offseason, you know, maybe no team in Conference USA was affected as much as FIU due to the COVID situation and missing fall camp. And remember, this is a team that only had three padded practices before they went and took on Liberty week one. So they certainly are excited that they will be beginning camp on time as they open the season against Texas. Open the season against Long Island.
You know, when I take a look at it, Eric, I mean, it was a lot of fun during the summer. And if you look on social media, I don't care where you go, from Instagram to Facebook to Twitter and such, FIU was always in the spotlight. Kids were always down there for camps. They were always down there for the 7-on-7s. They were taking their pictures with all the coaches. And that's got to really be a shot in the arm. I mean, you know, because last year we didn't have this. We were kind of like in that limbo period last year. But all of a sudden, again, and I told you, the gates opened. That was the first place that I went, in June, when June started. And it was just like the kids waiting to bust down the gates. And it never stopped. The kids were so, you know, usually they'll take photos with the coaches or, you know, and things. But this year, more so than not. And not only that, they talked up all the coaching staff and how great it was and how the experience was awesome and competitive. You can't pay for advertising and promotion like that.
No doubt about it. I mean, you and I, when they had that huge camp, you know, that camp that kind of spread over a few weeks at FIU, that's the type of promotion that they cannot pay for, because when you get not just the kids who are, you know, the 3-star and 2-star recruits, but the kids who are 5-star recruits and 4-star recruits, I know I've said this on your show before, you don't know how your recruitment is going to play out. And maybe there's a situation a year down the road where, for whatever reason, you know, things don't shake out. Look at a kid like Savion Collins. If he'd gone back a year ago this time, you wouldn't have thought he'd be an FIU Panther, but that relationship was struck where, you know, whether it was through, the coaching staff recruiting him or whatnot, he had that in the back of his mind where he said, hey, you know, if UF or Miami doesn't work out, FIU is certainly, you know, a viable option to stay home and, you know, kind of play in front of family. And listen, they've already hit the ground recruiting. They just picked a verbal commit today from a kid out of Texas, Sully Burke. I remember really quickly, I'll share this tidbit with you. I remember the coaching staff say that if this kid was at St. Thomas Aquinas or, you know, one of the local schools there in South Florida, right, he would easily have Power 5 offers. So they clearly are very confident in, you know, kind of what they're doing recruiting-wise and the attention that those camps have brought to FIU.
Eric Henry is joining us, co-managing editor of Underdog Dynasty, also FIU beat writer. He does Conference USA podcast. He's with the Shula Bowl podcast. I'll tell you what. I hope you're putting all this money away, because you've got a lot of appearances, and for you get an opportunity to see things from different angles. You know, I mean, you see it from your area in Tampa or Orlando or wherever, because you travel a little bit. What's the perception of FIU football? I mean, you know, everybody knows about Butch. They know about the successes they've had, the players they've put out. What is the general consensus about FIU football?
You know, that's a really good question. And I feel the best way I can answer that is it's almost twofold. There is the perception within South Florida, and obviously, you know, some of the longstanding FIU faithful go back to the beginning of the football program. You know, people forget that prior to Butch Davis, this team had only had three winning seasons in 16, 17 years. So I can understand the FIU fans for, you know, being a little bit frustrated and they want to win. You know, they want the program to be what they hoped it could be 20 years ago. But, Blue, when you get outside of South Florida, and whether it's, you know, among Conference USA circles or just even in different parts of the state, they talk about Butch Davis, and that automatically brings a level of name recognition to where, you know, their ears perk up in a way that I'm sure didn't, you know, no disrespect to the prior coaching staff, but when the Ron Turners of the world were there, you know, they probably don't bring that level of name recognition, of cachet, you know, of credibility. Right. So when you get to talk to other CUSA beat writers, we just said Conference USA Media Day, the perception is always, well, we remember they just were in three straight bowl games. They have Butch Davis. Things should be, you know, fairly up and coming. So for all the things that, you know, the 0-5 did and maybe the disappointments of 6-7 in 2019, those things don't necessarily aren't the indelible memories of people's minds outside of South Florida. It's the Butch Davis, and they beat Miami.
Well, you know, I mean, those are great things to hold on to, obviously, but, you know, there's going to be that group that's going to come along and say, hey, oh, by the way, what have you done for us lately? And,
sure.
You know, I mean, this is, I mean, because you look at the roster, and I look at it a lot, and I see talent. I see talent. I see somebody in Butch Davis that knows how to manage a roster. He plugs in when he has to. Their schedules are always competitive. Obviously, you know as well as I do, winning cures everything. You get everybody off your back. You have a winning season. You go to a bowl game. You win that, and you could slide for 2 or 3 years. But sure. FIU hasn't done that in a while, and that's why the natives are getting a little bit restless. They know the kids on the roster. They know the area that it sits in. Again, it's the Tommy Tuberville situation that 50 miles away from the University of Miami campus, you have enough talent to win a national title every year, and FIU certainly falls under that little umbrella. What do you think that needs to be done? What is something, obviously, this year you've got to win. You got to win a few games that nobody thought you that you thought you were going to win, but tell me, because you see this team a lot.
Something that, well, I'll give you this. The first thing that has to change is they have to get improved quarterback play. That's going to be the most immediate thing that's going to yield results in terms of this year. You know, you and I, we talked about whether it was losing James Morgan and the passing attack only getting 120 yards per game last year. So that has to improve in the short term. But in the long term, I'm talking about what this program needs to do to take the next step. Lou, it's almost tough, right? Because when I've come on here and said that, the recruiting classes are still top two, top three in Conference USA. So if you ask me, you put me under the spotlight, I would say they have to make noise against whenever they play in-state competition. They have to beat FAU. They have to look competitive against UCF in 2022. That's going to make the impact in South Florida where it says, hey, instead of FIU being the number two or number three option for kids, or, you know, for the four or five star kids who that may be their fallback option for whatever reason, then it's like, hey, I want to go there. I can play there immediately. And listen, you saw what UCF did. It doesn't take much, listen, by no means I want to downplay the 24 straight wins that they had. But what I'm saying is that can be done in Conference USA, in the recruiting hotbed, in the talent hotbed that is South Florida. It can be done. So that really is the key.
I agree. Eric, let everybody know the billions of places where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at @EricCHenry_. You can find my Conference USA and FIU coverage at Underdog Dynasty, SB Nation's home for G5 football coverage. And, of course, Shul Bowl Pod, FAU, FIU coverage as well.
Good stuff. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. I know you'll always have some juicy things for us.
Not a problem, Blue. Talk to you later.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, he does it all, and he does it really, really good, and I appreciate him and all the guys that stop by that makes this show what it is. You know, the Andrew Ivins, Jason Beattie's, the Corey Benders and such, who we all have on tonight. So it gives everybody an opportunity in South Florida and in our listening audience. If you may not be an FIU or Miami fan, but you might like the Gators or FSU or any of the schools.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.